Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reid here and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know, I was scrolling through social media the other day, and I swear, there were more posts about hustle culture than there were pictures of sunsets. And that got me thinking, are we really setting ourselves up for success by constantly pushing ourselves to the max? What about our mental well-being? Today, we're diving into something crucial. Setting boundaries for better mental health. Because let's be real, sometimes saying no is the bravest thing you can do. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies business, where being available 24/7 feels like a badge of honor. But here is the secret. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential. They protect your energy, your time, and most importantly, your sanity. Think of them as invisible walls that define what you're willing to accept and what you're not. Ever felt like you were drowning in commitments, emails, and demands? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void because there are simply too many things vying for your attention? Well, setting boundaries is like building a life raft that gives you something solid to hold onto amidst the chaos. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you build those mental health boosting barriers. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that are absolutely essential for your well-being? Maybe it's getting enough sleep, spending time with loved ones, or carving out time for creative pursuits. These aren't luxuries, they're necessities. Treat them like appointments you can't miss, too. Learn to say no gracefully. This is the big one, folks. Saying no doesn't have to be a rude or confrontational act. It can be as simple as, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully booked right now." Or, "I appreciate the offer, but it doesn't align with my current priorities." Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be upfront about your needs and expectations. Let your friends, family, and colleagues know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. This could involve setting limits on work emails outside of business hours or letting them know you need some time to recharge after a busy week. 4. Protect your digital space. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It's great for connection, but it can also be a major source of stress and comparison. Take breaks from scrolling, unfollow accounts that drain your energy, and curate your feed with positivity. Remember, you have control over what you consume. 5. Practice self-compassion. This journey isn't always easy. There will be times when you feel pulled in a million directions, or when you struggle to stick to your boundaries. Be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself for slip-ups and remember that progress is more important than perfection. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a hectic workday, a family gathering, or even just trying to manage your inbox. Now imagine facing that same situation with clear boundaries in place. You'd likely feel calmer, more in control, and less drained, right? Here's a real-life example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. While you care about them, these calls are disrupting your sleep and leaving you feeling emotionally exhausted. Instead of letting this situation continue to drain you, set a boundary by politely saying something like, "Hey, I'm happy to listen during the day, but late night calls really disrupt my sleep. Maybe we can chat tomorrow morning?" By setting that boundary, you're protecting your well-being and showing respect for your own needs. Remember, it's not about shutting people out, it's about creating healthy relationships where both parties feel respected and supported. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you set boundaries for better mental health. Remember, saying no isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage to prioritize your well-being, but trust me, it's worth it. You deserve peace of mind and a life that feels truly fulfilling. Want to share your own boundary-setting experiences? Head over to our Instagram page and let us know how you're carving out space for yourself. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stoic Morning Reset. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep setting those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.